any changes to your lineup today from last game?
No.
Ellie again?
Correct.
You tried to bounce on Tampa Bay early. They had the second half of a back-to-back sort of thing.
Well, not much, right? So, there are different games in the NHL that there's different costs to. The Chicago-Toronto game would have been a skater's game. I think teams that skate well, you won't see any sign of back-to-back from Chicago tonight. It wasn't a heavy game.
You mentioned a couple of times to reporters that it's going to be a grind for a while. There's going to be some wins, there's going to be some losses, you're going to be fighting for it as well. Is that the same message that goes to the players, that they know this is a long haul?
Yeah, well, that message delivered on off days, not on days. We go to win every night. But then getting off the mat after you have a tough one like we had against Tampa is real important. And it's, I think, at times a learned skill. It's not just all about character. The guys that have experience in the NHL know that you have some tough nights, and then you need an answer. You need an answer the next night.
What makes you good at that as a skill, like to build that skill with?
I think learning to deal with it and not carry it. Right, you deal with your loss and then you leave it there. We clearly didn't like our game, and then so you want to bring a little bit of edge to your game tonight. I don't think you can play angry for 82 games. You got to be positive and upbeat most nights. I think that's a more valuable emotion, but when you have a tough night, you certainly want to look like a focus group next time out.
What's sort of a key to getting a good start against a team that's been on such a heater like Chicago?
Well, don't shoot yourself in the foot. The 1-0s, 2-0s, and 2-1s aren't going to do you any good early in this game that we served up to Tampa. So get into it and turn it into a grind. Get the game played at a level that you understand, so it's not a free-flowing game. Because if you've got two teams and one's got an awful lot of confidence and one doesn't have quite as much, and you have lots of room to play on, the confident team wins. So you want to get this thing into an area of the ice that everybody knows their job.
Tapes had a huge game last night for them. Has he been a guy that you see as being still the same as he always was? Is he any different?
We didn't. We never notice it, right? Like when Winnipeg and Chicago play, he's always a dominant player out there. It's Patrick Kane as well. Maybe it's the Winnipeg factor, but he certainly doesn't look like he's changed a whole lot when he plays us.
With the center switch on the top two lines, how does that change things offensively and defensively?
A little bit, but you've got pairs of what could be killers. That's kind of not that we're using them as killers, but Kopp and Scheif have both killed penalties. Connor and Wheeler have both killed penalties. So there's some defensive acumen there with that those two. And both lines have played fine. It just clearly you didn't like your last game, but probably for three or four style of offense generated, I think needs to change a little bit for us. And I'm hoping that playing with Blake gets Patty shooting the puck a little bit more, not deferring quite as much, and gets everybody back to what they do for a living.
Bringing up Nogé, was that simply just to have some insurance on this trip?
Yeah, both. No, I mean we had Luka take that puck to the face, so we don't know going into the next day, and we're flying what we're going to have when he comes in, and even with the pairings in practice, we didn't structure it. We didn't know what to expect from him, but he got through it fine yesterday. So there's nobody really with a lingering issue, but we didn't want to get into back-to-back situations or 3-4 and be bringing a guy in late.
Connor's done a good job of rebounding from games like that last one, even though most people would say they weren't a lot during his fall. But
I wasn't looking at any of those goals. I didn't pull him because I was down on him. I was leaving him to four because even as lopsided as that game appeared, there was still offense to be had. There were lots of rebounds that we could have gotten to that you feel if you can get to one, you might get on the roll. But at five, he's got enough minutes under his belt. He didn't need to burn time into that.
Do